अस्तु, नमो नमः सर्वेभ्यः. एकवारं पुनः स्वागतं संस्कृतकक्षायां, स्वागतम्. अस्तु, सुधा भगिनी वदतु.
आं भगिनि. ॐ गणेशाय नमः. ॐ वागर्ताविव सम्प्रस्तौ वागर्तप्रतिपत्तये जगतः पितरौ वन्दे पार्वती परमेश्वरौ. ॐ केनाक्षरसमाम्नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः. ॐ सहना भवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावतीतमस्तु, मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम्.
सुन्दरं, धन्यवादः भगिनी, सुन्दरम्. अस्तु अस्तु, पुटसङ्ख्या चतुर्दश इति न?
यस्, पुटसङ्ख्या चतुर्दश.
अस्तु अस्तु अस्तु, सुधा भगिनी गृहपाठरूपेण किञ्चित् कृतवती, श्रावयतु भगिनी.
आं भगिनि, ओ सम्भाषणम् ऐ हव् रिटन्.
पठतु.
पत्नी, भोः कृपया एकं शाटिकां दिशतु.
दिशतु इत्युक्ते
शो
शो.
दिशतु लोट्लकार क्रियापदं सकर्मक 1.1. शाटिकां कर्म इति कर्मपदमस्ति, स्त्रीलिङ्गपदं 2.1, अपि च विशेष्यपदं. एकम् एकम् इति विशेषणं, स्त्रीलिङ्गं 2.1.
उत्तमं.
भोः इति अव्ययपदं. कृपया I don't know how to say that, like, you know, I didn't know the pada parichaya for that.
Kripaya iti kim? Iti avyaya asti va?
Avyaya nasti. When I saw it in spoken Sanskrit, it doesn't come as a...
Kripaya. Kripaya, I think it is Tritiya.
Tritiya?
With Kripa. With Kripa.
Oh, okay.
Tritiya Vibhakti, Bhagini. Tritiya Vibhakti. Ichukte, with Kripa.
With Kripa, okay.
Kripa. Akaranta, Sriling Padam. Tritiya Vibhakti, Eka Vachana. कृपा.
विक्रेता, ऐ हव् रिटन्, ऐ नो इट् इस् राङ्ग् बट् ऐ विल् जस्ट् रीड् वाट् ऐ हव् रिटन्. एतस्य शाटिका बहु सुन्दरी अस्ति. अस्ति इति पदं क्रियापदं 1.1 इति अकर्मकक्रियापदं. शाटिका
अस् धातु.
अस् धातु. अस् धातु.
उत्तमं.
शाटिका इति कर्तृपदं स्त्रीलिङ्गपदं 1.1 विशेष्यपदं. सुन्दरी इति विशेषणपदं स्त्रीलिङ्गं 1.1. बहु विशेषणपदं स्त्रीलिङ्गं 1.1.
बहु अपि अव्ययः अस्ति वा? बहवः बहु अव्ययः तु नास्ति, किन्तु तस्य लिङ्गं किम्? एकनिमिषं भगिनि. बहु सुन्दरी बह्वी.
बह्वी
एकनिमिष भगिनि. बहु इति अहं मन्ये. अग्रिमं पठतु भगिनि, अहं किञ्चित्.
शाटिकां एतो स्त्रीलिङ्गं है, सो ऐ केनाट् डु एतस्य, बट् ऐ रिटन् एस् एतस्य, रैट्?
सो देन् गो टु किं शब्दमञ्जर्यां पुटसङ्ख्या पुटसङ्ख्या किम्? एकनिमिष. एतस्याः एषा. धन्यवादः महोदय. एतद् इति प्रातिपदिकस्य स्त्रीलिङ्गरूपं पश्यतु भगिनि. एषा, एते, एताः. 65 वा? अधुना वदतु.
एताम्, एनाम्, एते, एने, एताः, एनाः.
अत्र तु किं वाक्य वदतु भगिनि, वाक्यम्.
एषा शाटिका बहु सुन्दरी अस्ति. एषा. पतिः, एतस्य मूल्यं किम्? मूल्यम् इति नपुंसकलिङ्गपदं 1.1. एतस्य इति विशेषणं नपुंसकलिङ्गं 1.1. किम् इति प्रश्नवाचकं.
एतस्य इत्युक्ते लिङ्गं किम्?
नपुंसकलिङ्गं.
नो, एतस्य, किन्तु विषयः कः भगिनि अत्र तु? एतस्य इत्युक्ते किम्? एतस्य इत्युक्ते इस्का न?
इस्का, या.
बट् ये चीज क्या है जिसके बारे में हम बात कर रहे हैं?
साड़ी का.
तो साड़ी लिंगम किम?
स्त्रीलिङ्गम्.
ओ,
एषा मूल.
नो, एषा तु न,
षष्टी.
षष्टी पठतु. एषा षष्टि एकवचनं पठतु.
एतस्याः.
तदेव.
एतस्याः
साडी, शाटिका इति तु स्त्रीलिङ्गपदम्. एतस्याः इत्युक्ते शाटिकायाः. उत्तमम्. अग्रिमम्.
विक्रेता, अस्य मूल्यं 1000 रूप्यकाणि. रूप्यकाणि.
अस्य. अस्य समीचीनं वा? अस्य लिङ्गम्, अस्य लिङ्गं किम्?
अस्य
तु पुंलिङ्गम्. अस्याः पुटसङ्ख्या 70. इयम्, इदमिति प्रातिपदिकमस्ति. पुटसङ्ख्या 70, 70. मकारान्तस्त्रीलिङ्गः इदं शब्दः दिस्. अस्ति विषयकः विषय तु शाटिका एव न भगिनि
हां भगिनि
तो कथं पुंलिङ्गं समीचीनम् भवति न भवति न
भवति स्त्रीलिङ्गं
स्त्रीलिङ्गमेव अस्याः षष्टि एव पुनः वदतु भगिनि
अस्याः मूल्यं सहस्रं रूप्यकाणि रूप्यकाणि
रूप्य ऐ थिङ्क् रूप्यकाणि न
रूप्य या रूप्यकाणि
रूप्यकाणि
इति समीचीनं वा
समीचीनम् अग्रिमं
पति कृपया ददातु ददातु इति सकर्मकक्रियापदं 1.1 लोट्लकार विक्रेता
कृपया कृपया एषा ददातु एषा तु कृपया
कृपया
एषा तु न एषा तु न ददातु इति सकर्मक अस्ति ददति दाधातु कीदृशधातु पदम् अस्ति दाधातु कीदृशधातु अस्ति सकर्मक वा अकर्मक वा
सकर्मक
सकर्मक वा अत्र तु कृपया एषाम् एतां क्षम्यताम् एतां ददातु
कृपया एतां ददातु
एताम् इत्युक्ते किम् इस्को
इस्को
किस्को साडिको
साडिको विक्रेता अन्यत् किम् अन्यत् किम् आवश्यकम् आवश्यकम् इति नपुंसकलिङ्गं 1.1 अन्यत् अव्ययपदं किं प्रश्नवाचकं पत्नी एकं युतकम् अपि च ऊरुकम् आवश्यकम् आवश्यकम् इति नपुंसकलिङ्गपदं 1.1 ऊरुकम् इति नपुंसकलिङ्गपदं 1.1 विशेष्य युतकं नपुंसकलिङ्गपदं 1.1 इति विशेष्यपदमस्ति अपि च इति अव्ययपदमस्ति एकम् इति विशेषणपदं नपुंसकलिङ्गं 1.1
उत्तमं
विक्रेता चोलः आवश्यकं वा आवश्यकं नपुंसकलिङ्गं 1.1 चोलः पुंलिङ्गं 1.1 वा इति अव्ययपदं पतिः पर्याप्तं चोलः मास्तु कृपया देयकं ददातु
देयकम् इत्युक्ते
रेसिप्ट् आर् बिल्
अस्ति वा बिल् अस्तु देयकं ददातु
दट्स् आल् भगिनि
उत्तमम् उत्तमं समीचीनमेव भगिनि
धन्यवादः
उत्तमं सो इति अभ्यास बहु बहु लाभदायक अस्ति वा एकम् एकमेव सम्भाषणं लिखितवती किन्तु बहु किमपि ज्ञातवान् तेन
lots of doubts come and then we go and clarify how it is to be used.
That only will allow us to move forward. Otherwise, doubts will remain if we don't actually go through it. I was saying in one other class, it is a very relatively advanced grammar class, and one day, you know, I was very, very confused about how it happened. And so many very senior attendees are in that class that I'm a little bit reluctant to ask questions. Also, we have been asked to mostly not ask questions unless they are at the level of the class, which means you ask later on an email. So then I studied to write an email to my teacher. And in writing the email, I had to become very specific about the question. Like, what is it that I'm actually asking? And I had three major doubts. And in framing the question correctly and accurately, I found answers to all three. No email was sent only. Just in that process of understanding what is it that I'm asking, what exactly am I asking, and then I have to say it in Sanskrit also. So then the whole process takes me hours just to write an email. But that process eliminated the need for the email. That's just how learning is such a beautiful process. Uttamam, uttamam. Dhanyavada Sula Bhagini. अस्तु अन्य कोऽपि शिवरूपा भगिनी वदतु.
टु पायिण्ट् त्री अहं न करोति भगिनी, किञ्चित् करोति.
कृतवती
किञ्चित् कृतवती. अहं वदतु या अन्या वदतु भगिनि?
अहं वदामि वा?
अहं वदामि वा?
एकनिमिषम्. अस्तु, अन्य कोऽपि 2.3 आ इति सम्भाषणं लिखितवान् वा? न. अस्तु,
I did it, Bhagini, but last time, as I told you, like half of the thing was discussed in the class, but I did not, Padaparishya, I did not write. For next week, I'll do that Padaparishya and bring it back.
See, this process of Padaparichaya will help you figure out your mistakes.
Yes, Bhagini.
You won't need me to tell you. You'll be confused, maybe, some guidance, but you will be able to answer most of your own questions by this process of Padaparichaya. Very important.
Sure. We'll get it done by next week, Bhagini.
Uttama.
I mean, I'll do it. I'll do it by next
week. Uttama. Shivrupa Bhagini, Dirga Asti Va, Lagu Asti Bhavya Bhavata Bhavatyaha Sambhashanam?
किञ्चित् दीर्घ अस्ति भगिनि. 4.5 पायिण्ट्स् अस्ति.
पदपरिचय दत्तं वा?
किञ्चित् दत्तं भगिनि.
किञ्चित् न, पूर्णतया ददातु.
अग्रिमसप्ताहे अहं पूर्णतया करोतु भगिनि.
करोमि, अपि च ईमेल् मध्ये एव. तत्तु समीचीनं. अस्तु अस्तु, धन्यवादः. अस्तु, 2.4 अग्रिम सरेमः. अस्तु, 2.4 महेश महोदय पठतु.
एतेषां क्रियापदानां प्रार्थनारूपाणि आज्ञारूपाणि लिखतु. लिखतु लोट्लकार प्रथमपुरुष एकवचन सकर्मक क्रियापद अस्ति. प्रार्थनारूपाणि आज्ञारूपाणि बहुवचन नपुंसकलिङ्गपद लिखतु क्रियापद क्रियापदानां लिखतु लघुवाक्य अस्ति क्रियापदानां कर्तृपदं
क्रियापदानां क्रियापदानाम् इत्युक्ते विभक्ति किं महोदय
क्रियापदानां सप्तमी विभक्ति
न महोदय रामः रामौ रामाः रामं रामौ रामां रामान् रामेण रामाभ्यां रामैः रामाय रामाभ्यां रामेभ्यः रामात् रामाभ्यां रामेभ्यः रामस्य रामयोः
रामाणां
तत्तु षष्टि एव लघुवाक्यं किं लघुवाक्यं किं
भवान् लिखतु लघुवाक्यमस्ति
भवान् लिखतु तत्तु समीचीनम् अस्तु अग्रिमम् एकं पदम् आयाति अस्ति चेत् किं लघुवाक्येन
क्रियापदानां प्रार्थनारूपाणि आज्ञारूपाणि लिखतु
आज्ञारूपाणि इति की विभक्ति किम्
आज्ञारूपाणि ऐदर् प्रथमा और् द्वितीया बट् लिखतु लिखतु सकर्मकधातु अस्ति चेत् आज्ञारूपाणि द्वितीयविभक्ति स्वीकरोति
आं महोदय कर्मपदमेव अत्र
कर्मपदं प्रार्थनारूपाणि आज्ञारूपाणि कर्मपदम् अस्ति
तत् लघुवाक्यं किं पदत्रयं लघुवाक्यं किं
भवान् लिखतु
भवान् आज्ञारूपाणि आज्ञारूपाणि लिखतु
भवान् आज्ञारूपाणि लिखतु भवान् प्रार्थना
भवान् इति तु भवान् इति तु कर्तृपदम् आज्ञारूपाणि तु कर्मपदं
क्रियापदं कर्मपदं लिखतु क्रियापदं
क्रियापदम् उत्तमम् अग्रिमं क्रिया क्रियापदानाम् इत्युक्ते
क्रियापदानां क्रियापदोङ्का जो 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 उदाहरण में जो क्रियापद है उनका उनका प्रार्थना रूप या आज्ञा रूप यानी उसको लोट लकार में लिखने का है एतेषां यानी ये सप्तमी विभक्ति बहुवचन न ये षष्ठी विभक्ति षष्ठी विभक्ति बहुवचन एतेषां क्रियापदानां विशेषणविशेषभावः अस्ति एतेषां यानि इन्का 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 क्रियापदों का प्रार्थनारूप आज्ञारूप में लिखिए
उत्तमम् उत्तमं किं कर किं किं करोतु लिखतु
लिखतु
कानि लिखतु आज्ञारूपाणि लिखतु कस्य आज्ञारूपाणि लिखतु केषाम् आज्ञारूपाणि लिखतु एतेषां क्रियापदानाम् आज्ञारूपाणि लिखतु एसे इफ् यु स्टार्ट् मेकिङ्ग् If you start making the prashnavachaka for every word, then it helps you clarify the vibhakti. Otherwise, in your head, somehow confusion is there, oh, it is saptami. When you have to make a question, then you'll have to say, oh, kasmin, no, no, that doesn't make sense. See, then it gives you one more chance to clarify and correct yourself. Uttamam, uttamam, karotu mahodaya.
Yatha,
sorry, bhagini.
पृच्छतु
एतेषां विभक्तिरूपं किं भगिनि
महेश महोदय
षष्ठी विभक्ति बहुवचन
रामस्य रामयोः रामाणां
रामाणाम् इत्युक्ते किम्
रामको बहुवचनं
को न तु कौतु तु कर्मपदं भगिनि द्वितीयविभक्ति षष्ठी इत्युक्ते भगिनी 65 पुटसङ्ख्या 65 शब्दमञ्जरी
प्रातिपदिकम् एतद्
एतद् षष्टिविभक्तिरूपाणि पठतु भगिनि शैलजा भगिनि
एकनिमिषं भगिनि
पठतु
65 न भगिनि not able to find it it is tasyam tasyo
pdf it is
63 bhagini
printed is
63 asha thank you dhanyawadah mahodaya so
shashtipatah
etau ete
shashti patatu
etam
na na shashti bhagini
shashti okay bhagini एतस्य एतयोः एतेषां भगिनि
एतेषां षष्टि विशेषणपदम् अत्र कस्य विशेषण क्रियापद
अकारान्त पुल् अकारान्त हेन भगिनि
विच् वन्
एतत्
उपरि उपरि पश्यतु भगिनि दकारान्तः
सर्वनाम दकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गः
एतद् द एतद् दकारान्त
एतद्
सर्वे
प्रीवियसली ऐ मेन्शन्ड् अबौट् अकारान्त पुल्लिङ्ग मै नेम् ऐ हेव् मेन्शन्ड् अकारान्त पुल्लिङ्ग वन् रामस्य रामयोः रामाणाम् इस् सेट् फोर् अकारान्त सो दकारान्त इस् कम्प्लीट्ली डिफरेंट
Okay,
it is different.
I got it. Rupa,
that is completely different. Dakaranta, I did not expect. Okay.
Etad Dakaranta. Halanta padam asti. Halanta pratipadikam asti. Halanta ityukte kim? Swara.
Many.
Swaraha kim api swaraha nasti. Ekam eva hal pada. Hal varna asti. Halanta. Dakaranta. Tad etad. सर्वे सर्वनाम तद् एतदेव सर्वे
टु रिमेम्बर् भगिनि हौ टु रिकग्नैज् देम् एण्ड् हौ टु रिमेम्बर् देम्
अभ्यासेन भगिनि वारं वारं कृत्वा
अकारान्त इकारान्त उकारान्त इस् फैन् बट् दकारान्त इस् कम्प्लीट्लि इट् इस् यु नो औट् आफ् मै
एतद् एतद् पश्यतु भगिनि
To recognize it itself is any difficult. It's seeming very difficult to recognize.
Na bhagini, pashyatu. Pashyatu, tasya purvasya pute. Atra, etat, etat purvasya pute. Uske pehle wale, uske pehle ke
pute.
Dekhiye, tad.
Tasya.
Pratipadikam tad.
Haan.
Dakarantah
napun sukalinga tad shabdaha.
पुंलिङ्ग स्त्रीलिङ्ग नपुंसकलिङ्ग सर्वे तदेव पश्यतु
भगिनि
अपि च दिस् एण्ड् देट् दिस् एण्ड् देट् दकारान्त
अव्ययपदमस्ति
अव्यय तु न भगिनि प्रातिपदिकं दकारान्त अव्यय तु न सर्वे
स्त्रीलिङ्गेषु समानेव
त्रीलिङ्गेषु प्रातिपदिकं समानेव
प्रातिपदिकसमानेव अवगतं भगिनि
प्रातिपदिकम् एवमेव दकारान्त एतद् पुंलिङ्ग दकारान्त एतद् स्त्रीलिङ्गः अपि च दकारान्त पुंलिङ्ग नपुंसकलिङ्ग एतद् समानेव प्रातिपदिकम् तद् एतत् प्रातिपदिकं समानेव त्रिषु लिङ्गेषु सर्वे रूपाणि सन्ति
आं भगिनि
तदनन्तरं यद् यद् इत्युक्ते किं यदि वयं न जानीमः तदनन्तरं यद् एकं पक्षे तु न जानीमः द्वितीयपक्षे किमपि तर्क योजयामश्चेत् यद् जो मेहनत करता है वो सुखी रहता है. वयं न जानीमः किं करोति किं न करोति, किन्तु जो अपि च, सो दिस इज दैट यः, दिस इज नॉट द क्वेश्चन हु. See, when you go page 66 bhagini, or whatever your page is, after the etad is yad. See, everybody mm-hmm. should see yad. Yad ichukte kim? Jo. Jo aalas mein rehta hai, wo dukhi rehta hai. Jo mehnat karta hai, wo sukhi rehta hai. See, this jo wo. Jo wo. This is that who. It is not a prashnavachaka who. It's not kaha. Who. It's not a different kaha. So it should be he who. That should be written there. But their English is not very good here. Should be he who. Then yad dakaranta striling. She who. Abhagatam va.
Am bhagini.
Yad.
I'm trying to process then, it actually, but maybe abhyasena.
I'm simply trying to show you how so many of them are dakaranta bhagini. That's all I'm trying to show.
Yes, bhagini. But dakaranta. My point is how to recognize it, that you know.
No, now you know.
When it is in the sentence.
Now you know.
Yes.
Yes, now bhagini. You know. That's all. Now you know. Apicha aham. तत्तु पदं वयं बहुवारं वदामः न अहं सम्यक् यु से देट् नो अहं लुक् अप् पेज् 68 अस्मद् प्रिण्टेड् पेज् 68 अस्मद् अस्मद् इति तु दकारान्त एव त्रिषु लिङ्गेषु सर्व समानरूप दकारान्त अस्मद् अस्मत् प्रातिपदिकस्य अहम् इति आयाति. आल् दकारान्त, नोटिस् देट् सर्वनाम, मेनि मेनि आर् दकारान्त. मनसि स्थापयतु. अस्तु अस्तु,
धन्यवादः भगिनि.
अस्तु, किं महेश महोदय?
गच्छति, गच्छतु,
अग्रिमं
आगच्छति, आगच्छतु,
आगच्छतु, उत्तमं. केतकी भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु.
पठति,
लिखतु, उत्तमं. शैलजा भगिनी अग्रिमं.
आं भगिनि, क्रीडति, क्रीडतु.
क्रीडतु इत्युक्ते
लोट्लकार,
अर्थः कः?
एकनिमिषं भगिनि,
वदतु कविता भगिनि.
टु प्ले, खेलना.
क्रियापदम् कीदृशधातु अत्र तु? सामान्यतया वयम् इति सकर्मक इति मनसि अवगतं, किन्तु तत्तु सत्यमेव नास्ति. क्रीडति, पश्यतु, क्रीधातु, क्रीड, क्रीड् धातु. कीदृशधातु अस्ति?
I'm trying to find that.
कोऽपि वदतु, कोऽपि वदतु.
क्रीडा इस् कमिङ्ग् एस् फेमिनिन् इन् स्पोकन् संस्कृत.
अकर्मक क्रियापदम्.
कीदृशधातु? ashtadhyayi.com. अकर्मक इत्युक्ते यु केनाट् have a karma padam with playing. Ball ko nahi khelte hum log hindi mein, sanskrit mein. Cricket ko nahi khelte, badminton ko nahi khelte hum log. Ball कन्दुकेन कन्दुकेन सह बॉल के साथ खेलते हैं, बच्चों के साथ खेलते हैं, लकड़ियों के साथ खेलते हैं। संस्कृत भाषायां तृतीय एव। किमर्थम इति क्रीड इति धातु अकर्मक धातु। सी आंग्ल भाषायां अपि च हिंदी भाषायां क्रिकेट खेलो इत्युक्ते किम्? क्रिकेट को खेलो, हॉकी को खेलो, तत्तु सत्यमेव नास्ति संस्कृत भाषायां। अवगतं वा? तत्तु मनसि एकवारं।
So क्रीडति, क्रीडति इज सच ए वर्ड दैट इज it is akarmak wherever you put it, right Bhagini?
In the sentence always you have to use it with tritiya,
right Bhagini?
It is in our head we think, oh of course it should have a karma padam, no, but it doesn't. It's good to know. Padasu
Bhagini, that is why I get so much confusion. Kridatu, so how can it be akarmak?
भगिनी तृतीय विभक्ति कन्दुकेन सह क्रीडतु, बालकाः सह क्रीडतु, तत्तु समीचीनं। लड़कों के साथ खेलो, गेंद के साथ खेलो। किसी के साथ खेलते हैं हम लोग, किसी को नहीं खेलते, किसी को नहीं खेलते, किसी के साथ खेलते हैं। एक्चुअली द मीनिंग इज ब्यूटिफुल। सी किसी को खेलो इज ऑलमोस्ट लाइक आई एम गेटिंग द प्लेजर ऑफ प्लेइंग, बट जिसको जिसको मैं खेल रही हूँ उसको मिले ना मिले, दैट्स नॉट द पॉइंट हियर। किसी को खेलना, लेकिन किसी के साथ खेलना, that means the playing has to include that other thing, person, object, what it, even the ball should have fun when you play. See, is a very beautiful meaning behind it. So Sanskrit, if you start to think about it, is not just a very confusing Sanskrit akarmaka. No, if you really think about it, it tells you how you have to process this process of playing in your head. It must include some, if you play with somebody, you must make sure it is with, means you are both at the same level. It should be equally joyful to both.
Right.
Saha, tena saha, iske saath khelo, tena saha kridatu.
Lot of depth, Bhagini.
That means include that other person or toy, you know, don't just break it, you know, don't play it so it breaks, no, include it. Include it means make it part of your own, your, just like you don't, when you play, you don't want to come out broken, you want to come back alive and in good shape. Similarly, anything you play with, that also you should take care of. So much beauty is there in Sanskrit. Kridatu, agrimam karotu bhagini.
मी भगिनी,
हाँ किसने बोला? क्रीडति किसने बोला? आपने बोला?
इट्स मी, यस भगिनी,
करो तो।
क्रीडति, क्रीडतु, एंड नयति, नयतु,
पिबति भगिनी,
सॉरी भगिनी, यस पिबति, पिबतु,
पिबतु,
पिबति इज ड्रिंक, आई ड्रिंक, पिबतु इज यू ड्रिंक, please drink, kindly drink.
Bhagini, I drink. Sanskrita bhashayam vadatu. Vadatu sanskrita bhashayam.
Aham pibati.
Aham pibami.
Pibami.
Aham pibami, sorry. Aham pibami.
Uttamam. Uttamam.
Tvam piba. भगिनी त्वं पिबामि, न भगिनी त्वं पिबसि, सोरि, यू ड्रिङ्क्
तत्तु सत्यम् अस्तु उत्तमम् उत्तमं धन्यवादः भगिनी आशीवरूपा भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु
खादति खादतु अहं खादामि त्वं खादति नयति नयतु अहं नयामि त्वं नयसि भगिनी
धन्यवादः
अहम् एकः प्रश्नः अस्ति क्रीडति एकः प्रश्नः अस्मि अस्मि
I am a question you just said. Bhagini, no, I am a question.
Tattu
satyameva. Vayam Brahman. Kimartham Brahman, tattu prashna eva. Astu.
Kreedattu, aapne bataya karma ka pada hai, ashtadhyayi mein. Magar is sentence mein bala kaha vanena kreedanti. सो क्रीडन्ति सकर्मकः अस्ति भगिनि
क्री धातु अकर्मक एव सर्वदा अकर्मक ऐ सो देट् इन् युर् होम्वर्क् ऐ सो देट्
भगिनि ओ डौट् किञ्चित् डौट्
यु लुक् इट् यु यु अस्यूम् कि सकर्मक होगा लेकिन् आपने देखा नहीं अष्टाध्यायी में नहीं देखा आपने
इधर अष्टाध्यायी में अभी देख रही हूँ भगिनी क्रीड किया तो इधर आवा सत्र सुख दुख रूप वर्ण ऐसा दिया है
क्रीड होल्ड ऑन
क्री क्री सिर्फ क्री के लिए
नो क्रीड चुकते भिन्न धातु भगिनी क्रीड इति क्रीड डकार अस्ति भगिनि अन्ते क्रीड इति पश्यतु
ओके मेने सिर्फ अभी क्रीड लिखना है भगिनि ठीक है
क्रीड विहारे विहारे इत्युक्ते किं किमपि रमणम् अनुभवामि तदनन्तरं विहारे
चाट् मध्ये प्रेषयामि
धन्यवादः महोदय सर्वे पश्यतु अस्तु अस्तु उत्तमम् अग्रिमं
धन्यवादः
सुधा भगिनी वदतु अग्रिमम्
आं भगिनि खादति खादतु
तत्तु अभवत् भगिनि अभवत् हो गया अग्रिम
सोरि हसति हसतु पश्यति पश्यतु
हसति कीदृश धातु पद धातु अस्ति हसति
अकर्मक धातु
पश्यति वा
डिड्
यु सी
या
उत्तमं तदेव अकर्मक एव
Astu. We cannot Uttamam. ask like, who do you see and what do you laugh and who do you laugh? We cannot ask like that. There cannot be any object for laughing.
Kya hasa? There is no object for it. Astu. Uttamam, yeah. Agrimam, Dhaniwada Bhagini.
Dhaniwada.
Kim? Deepshika Bhagini. Adhati Bhagini. दीप्शिका भगिनी अस्ति वा
हा आम् आं भगिनि मिलति मिलतु तिष्ठति तिष्ठतु
मिल् मिल् इति कीदृशधातु भगिनि मिल्
अकर्मक
पश्यति वा
नो पश्यति वा प्रश्न ओन्ली क्या मिलता है क्या मिला न पश्यति बस ओन्ली क्वेश्चन क्या 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 मिलति
न पश्यामि
न पश्यामि
उत्तमं मिल् इति धातु अपि अकर्मक उत्तमम् अकर्मक धातु मिल् तिष्ठति तिष्ठति वदतु तिष्ठति लोट् लोट् रूपं
तिष्ठति इस् लट् लट् लकार
लोट्
एण्ड् लोट् इस् लोट् लकार इस् तिष्ठतु
तिष्ठतु धातुरूपं किं धातु किं तस्य धातु किं धातु इत्युक्ते
धातु धातु इत्युक्ते धातु इस् रूट् वर्ड् इस् काल्ड् धातु न धातु धातु सो धातु इस्का क्या तिष्ठ
ना
ऐ डोंट नो
कोपि जानाति वा कोपि जानाति वा
भगिनी
न तिष्ठति कोपि जानाति वा था पश्यतु था अष्टाध्यायी मध्ये पश्यतु था था टैप् करोतु
था था
था था कीदृशपदं कीदृशधातु
अकर्मक
अकर्मक एव
अकर्मक
अकर्मक
धातु
सो स्था स्थापयति स्थापनं करोतु समस्थितिः राजस्थान सर्वे स्थ इति आयाति स्थ एण्ड् आङ्ग्लभाषायाम् अपि समान एव एस्टाब्लिश् स्टेबल् स्टेडि स्टाण्ड् सर्वे स्थ 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 इत्युक्ते किम् इत्युक्ते किम् गति निवृत्तौ गति इत्युक्ते किं मोशन् निवृत्तौ
दट् इस् हौ स्वास्थ्य आल्सो किं स्व मे अस्थ होना स्व मे स्थित होना स्वास्थ्य
उत्तमम् था था इति धातु प्रामुख्यम् अस्ति था इति रूपस्य किञ्चित् भिन्न स्था धातुरूपं किन्तु तिष्ठति इति लटिरूपं किञ्चित् भिन्न अस्ति कथं जानीमः अभ्यासेन एव बहु किमपि सन्धिकार्यम् अपि च सूत्राणि अत्र कार्यं करोति तदनन्तरं तिष्ठति आयाति उत्तमं तिष्ठति उत्तमम् धन्यवाद दीपशिका भगिनी कविता भगिनी
भगिनी एकप्रश्नः मिलति इति धातुरूपं मिल् अहं चाट् मध्ये प्रेषयामि स्क्रीन् शाट् मिल् देर् आर् टु फार्म्स् वन् इस् अकर्मक वन् इस् अकर्मक the meanings are almost similar which one should we select bagini I'm little confused
Siva
I had the same question mahoday I was just seeing and I could see two
akarmaka sakarmaka
almost meanings are similar
milati tatu sudadi gane milati parasmai pada astu एकनिमिषं महोदय अहम् अपि किञ्चित्
अस्तु
समीचीनं मिल् सामान्यतया महोदय मम इति अहम् इति अवगतं मिल् साधारणतया तु अकर्मक एव इति मम किम् इति अहम् अनुभवामि यावत् साधारणतया तु अकर्मक किन्तु अहं
प्रथम मिल् और टू यूनाइट टू ज्वाइन बाकी सब सिमिलर ही है ये टू गेट टुगेदर है इसमें बट टू मीट है बस उतना ही फर्क है इन दोनों में
तो कुड बी कौन मिला तो वो मिले
इट कुड बी बट मोस्टली आई हैव सीन इट यूज्ड इन अकर्मक सेंटेंसेस ओनली बट इट्स गुड टू नो या सो नाउ आई रिमेंबर वन वी टॉक्ड अबाउट इट इन वन क्लास एंड आई थिंक गुड धन्यवाद महोदय See, all grammar is created after the language is already prevalent. So now Panini Bhagwan has to deal with it. Milati, he finds that people are using it both ways. So then he has to find out how that happened and create the grammar for it. So then he realized this has to take two forms. One is Parasmaipadi, one is Ubhayapadi. Ubhayapadi is Akarmaka, Parasmaipadi is Sakarmaka. Both are Tudadi Gane. Artha Kinchit Bhinna, Shleshane, Apicha, Sangame. Sangame Chukte more like to be in the company of. Shleshane Chukte to unite with, to become one with. अस्तु धन्यवादः महोदय उत्तमम् उत्तमम् अस्तु कविता भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु
आं भगिनी करोति करोतु
करोति
विल बिकम भवतु
भवतु उत्तमम् उत्तमम् करोति कीदृश धातु क्रो किन्तु किं
इति धातुरूपं आल्सो उभयपदी इट् सेस्
न गण किं
गण याने संख्या एकवचनरूपम्
तनादि एव तनादि इत्युक्ते सी देर् आर् टेन् गणस् गण इत्युक्ते किं केटेगोरि इस् द क्लोसेस्ट् इट् कम्स् टु इन् इङ्ग्लिश् किन्तु गण फार्म्स् रूपाणि तदेव किन्तु गण इत्युक्ते गेदरिङ्ग् आफ् सम् मोर् देन् टु A group of more than two is called a gana. That's all a gana.
Classification.
So in English the word meaning changes. See, classification has a different meaning itself. But here we are simply saying ganas. Ganas, we don't call it groups. It's like a group. So there are 10 groups of verbs. Ichyuktekim. Sarve... धातूनां दश गणेषु विभज्यन्ति हेव् बीन् डिवैडेड् इन् टु 10 गणस् आल् द धातूस् हेव् बीन् डिवैडेड् इन् टु 10 गणस् वै 10 गणस् बिकास् ईच् गण हेज़् इट्स् ओन् पेटर्न् आफ् फार्मिङ्ग् रूपाणि If it is in this gana, then, like this verb takes on these forms, this other one in the same gana will also follow the same pattern of modification of its sounds. Word formations will be similar. The patterns it takes are similar. So
it is gana, less lakar.
Lakar is chukte kim? No.
Tense.
Lakar is chukte tense. किन्तु गणा सी ऑल गणास ऑल द धातुस इन ऑल द गणास विल हैव ऑल द लकारस बिकॉज दैट्स व्हाट ऑल वर्ब्स डू दे मेक दे कम इन लकारस सो लकारस डोंट डिफरेंशिएट बट Gana ityuktekim, they are simply, you have to think of all the verbs in Sanskrit are divided into 10 ganas, 10 groups based on certain things that they share. Each, within each gana, the verbs all share certain things. You have to keep in mind, lakara is a different concept. Lakara ityukte tense. Every verb will take all the tense forms. Regardless of which gana it is in, it will have a tense. It will have lat, it will have lot, it will have lung, it will have vidhiling, it will have all of them. Kintu,
so, Bhagini, what is the answer to your question that which gana? I am not yet following.
So of the 10 ganas, when you type in kr in Ashtadhyayi, it will have firstly the meaning dukring. Look up kr, K-R. Just type K-R, kr,
yes,
in ashtadhyayi.com. So many krus are there.
Just so I typed in Karotu Bhagini, it came up with kru.
That's the easiest way. When you type a dhatu and you find like 50 options are there, they all look the same, then best to type the form that you want to use, that you want to see. Like Karoti is a declension, is a form coming out of kr. There's the best way to do it, what you did, Bhagini. You type the word in Lexi logo and you paste it in there. Otherwise, how to know which kr to use? So then you can say, oh, there is a bhvati gana which says, see, after the red writing, which is the dhatu, another word is written right after this. This is another dhatu rupa only. You just ignore it for now. But the third word after each dhatu is the meaning. Now you know karoti means what? Karna. Anna? You know that. So you see the meaning of a kr is karane. In the act of doing. But then another bhwadi is there, karane. So now you are confused. Which one should I use? To make, to do? And this one is also to do, to act. Best you type in karoti. And then only one will come up, which is dukring karane. Bhajagovindam, govindam bhajamodamate, samprapte niji. What is it? Rite kale nahi nahi
sanhite kale
nahi nahi dukring karane nahi nahi rakshati dukring, the same dukring is there, the same dukring is written here. Why it uses dukring? Because he chose to. The person who is singing, it is his liberty. He chose dukring instead of karane. Fine. The same dukring. So then you find kr. Then after that in the red, so now you have opened it in ashtadhyayi.com. In the third line are the red letters, red words. First word, tanadi. Tanadi. Tanadi iti ekam. Tan dhatuhu arabhya ekam gana asti. That means all the members of this gana belong to tanadi. Why tanadi? Because tan, you have to just remember like that. Bhu dhatu makes bhvadi. So, tanoti actually becomes very complicated. All right, now you just think of it as 10 ganas. And within a gana, they will have certain similarities. Here, the most common karna, that we use is from kr dhatu in tanadi gana. Adi ityukte etc. ye aur ye. Bhu adi. No, bhu adi ban gaya wo. Sandhi karne ke baad. Bhu adi is what? Another gana. Most one of the gana which has the most number of verbs is bhu adi gana. The first gana. किंतु अत्र तु कौन सा वाला कृ है ये है तनादि वाला कृ उभयपदी उभयपदी इत्युक्ते किम
जिसका दोनों होता है यानी आत्मनेपदी और परस्मैपदी दोनों रूप होते हैं
दोनों उसके रूप होते हैं आत्मनेपदी के भी रूप होते हैं और परस्मैपदी के भी होते हैं उभय इत्युक्ते दोनों उभयपदी धातु तनादि धातु Then, next word, sakarmakah. Karoti. Kim karoti? Karyam karoti. Karyam atratu karma padam. Sakarmakah. After that, you ignore again. Anit and all is too complicated right now. Huh? Because many krus are there. Vadatu.
Tanadihi, we'll say. Or tanadihi is fine.
No, tanadihi. Tanadihi. Okay. In Sanskrit, you have to say tanadihi because that is prathama vibhakti.
Okay. Rupa. No, because of the visarga. Because sakarmakaha ne visarga sunai diya. Tanadi me nahi diya. Isiliye maine puchha.
Kyunki hum log adi lagate Hindi mein. Hindi mein bhi ye adi aata hai na. Isliye wo Hindi lag gayi meri. So when I'm speaking in Sanskrit, I am obliged to say the correct form. Tanadihi kam gana asti.
Bhagini? I have another question. For the same kr dhatu and karne meaning, there is also the buadi. So it will take both the ganas?
No, you look up that one, see what... It will take... Many dhatus have more than one gana. Just like... Okay. Many dhatus are ubhayapadi, which means they take parasmaipadi and atmanepadi. Many dhatus also will be in more than one gana. Why Panini has made it so confusing? It already existed in those forms. So it's like saying, when you have a fabric of flowers, you make a dress with it. That's your gana. Means what? When there is a flower pattern, you make a sari with it. Understood. Now somebody is wearing a shirt with flowers. What to do now? Panini says, what do I do now? See, the same flower pattern, normally it should only make sari. In most cases, it only makes a sari. Every time you see a flower pattern, it means it will make a sari. But now I see, somebody is wearing pants with flowers. So, like pants is one gana of fabric. Shirts is one gana of fabric. There is a pattern. When you see a shirt, you don't have to know which quality it is. You immediately look at it and you say, this kind of form with two arms, with a neck and some kind of a torso figure is normally a shirt gana. Pant gana, too long, some things are hanging, it hangs on the waist, something like that is a pant. Is a pant gana. Sari gana, totally different gana. Mostly you find jari in sari, for example. Golden border. All of a sudden you see somebody wearing shirt with golden border. Now what does Panini do? So it belongs to two ganas. The same sari, the same flower pattern belongs to two ganas. Somebody now wearing pants with it. Somebody wearing hat with it. Oh my God, it belongs to five ganas. Similarly, dhatus have been divided because they were used in these different forms. Predominantly, it is still sari. So that's why when we learn in the beginning, we will be taught, we will be learning, I also am the same, learning the predominant gana, which is what? Tanadi. Avagatamma.
Bhagini, I can see the difference here. It is karoti, kurutaha, and there it is karati.
Different cut is there. See, a shirt cut is different from pant cut. different from sari cut.
Yeah.
Ah, but fabric is same.
Mm-hmm. Avagata.
Then each pattern has its own 10 lakaras. So in that, now you just found that in the Bhuadi Gana, the lakara patterns are different. Exactly. That's why it's a different gana. The cut is different, you find. Oh, the cut itself is the lakara. Actual lakara is the cut. Is a bush shirt, is a long shirt, is a, you know, lot lakara is long shirt. Bush shirt is lat lakar. Anything you can compare like that. Oh, I see. That's, so in a bush shirt, even I can have any pattern, bush shirt will have certain things in common. Similarly, the flower pattern can be in common, but the cuts can be different. So the two are different aspects of looking at the same words. Lakara is one aspect of looking at it, and gana is another aspect of looking at it. Akarmakava, sakarmakava, a third aspect of looking at it. Ubhay, parasmaipadi, atmanepadi, fourth aspect of looking at it. Same gana, same dhatu we are looking at. There are so many ways to look at a sari. You can say, oh, this is a flower sari. Okay. Then somebody says, no, 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 it's actually a silk flower sari. That means what? Quality of fabric. Oh, I see, I see, I see. Then somebody says, no, no, actually this is a Kerala style two-piece sari. Oh, I see, I see, I see, I see. You see what I'm saying? Same flower is there, but within that there are different aspects of looking at that sari. Somebody says silk, somebody says... oh, actually, it's a very heavy sari made only for special occasions, functions and all. The sari is same, flowers are same. But the way you look at it changes. So these are all ways of looking at the same dhatu. Every dhatu is therefore defined in ashtadhyayi.com so beautifully. Somebody has been doing this work, such a blessing. Then you can first, you find the dhatu kr. Then, dukring karane. Oh, that's the meaning. Dukring karane, the act of doing. Astu. Tanadi. Okay, it belongs to some pattern called tanadi. Enough for you. Ubhayapadi. Oh, it has parasmaipadi and atmanepadi. Sakarmaka. Oh, kim karoti? Karyam karoti. Astu. See, that's how you proceed. Brand new knowledge, what to do with it. That's how you proceed. Then Anit and Bhidadi, you forget all that. It's too complicated now, unnecessary now. Astu. So now, karoti, bhavati. Iti vishaya kimapi vadatu kavita bhagini. Bhavati.
Bhavati. Bhavatu is aap kariye, nahi, aap.
No.
Aapko.
Bhavati, bhavati chukte kim?
Wait, I'll tell you.
Bhavati chukte
bhavati
kim?
Bhavati. There are three that are coming in Ashtadhyayi. First is to exist, to become, to be, to happen. Others are to mix, to think. And the third is to obtain, to receive, to get, to think.
First,
Bhavati.
Ityukte kim vrikshaha asti. Tasmin. Tasmin vasantakale parnani bhavanti. Ped hai, vrikshah asti. Phir spring season mein kya hota hai yahan pe? In cold climate, what happens? All the leaves fall. correct? Then spring season, what happens? New leaves come.
Yes.
Tasya, tas, vriksha, tasmin, ped me, ped par. Nutanani parnani, vasantakale bhavanti. They happen. Ho jati hain, pattiyan aa jati hain. Pattiyan ho jati hain. Bhavati, bhavanti. This is bhavati. Asti is simply to be. Bhavati and asti are very similar in their meaning, but bhavati you have to think of jaise banna, ban jana, ho jana. Ho jana is different from hona, hai na? Ho jana is slightly different from hona, to be.
Ji.
Haan. Matlab, main hoon, toh main vriddh ho rahi hoon. मैं तो हूँ, तब भी मैं रहूंगी, अभी भी हूँ, लेकिन मैं वृद्ध हो रही हूँ, बाल पक रहे हैं. दीज आर थिंग्स हैपनिंग. भवती विल बी यूज्ड हियर. इट कम्स फ्रॉम विच धातु? अष्टाध्यायी डॉट कॉम मध्ये पश्यतु. भू, दिस इज द फर्स्ट धातु इन द भुआदि गण, दैट इज व्हाई इट इज कॉल्ड भू आदि. See, Sanskrit has a beautiful way of using categorization. Even chants and shlokas are categorized like this. Even big, big pathas are written like this. Upanishads are classified like this. The very first sound, the very first word of that Upanishad makes it the name of that Upanishad. The very first word of a chant makes it that chant. The very first dhatu in this category makes it the name of that category. So, bhu is the dhatu that comes first. Why does it come first? Something has to come first. For some reason that we don't know or we don't need to go into, it is considered the first dhatu in its gana. Therefore, it is called bhu gana. Bhu adi. Adi chupe, all the others, etc. Bhu adi. So, bhu adi, after some sandhi, it becomes bhadi, bhadihi. Buddhamba. So, this is that same bhu that becomes bhavati. Bhavati. Bhavatu ityukte kim?
No, I don't know. To become.
Bhavatu. Samyak bhavatu. Samyak bhavatu.
Achhe se hona, theek se hona.
Hona nahi, ho jayen. Aap theek ho jayen. Aap theek ho.
Ji.
Samyak ho. Aap samyak ho. Bhavatu. Sarvesham swastir bhavatu. Sab mein. सर्वेषाम् इत्युक्ते किं? षष्ठी बहुवचन. सर्वेषाम् षष्ठी बहुवचन इत्युक्ते किं? सबका. सर्वेषाम् स्वस्थिर, सब स्वास्थ्य में भवतु, हो जाए. सर्वेषाम् शांतिर भवतु, सब में शांति हो जाए. ये प्रार्थना है भवतु, तभी इसको प्रार्थना बोलते हैं. आज्ञा अपि च प्रार्थना भवतु. सर्वमंगलम भवतु, सब कुछ में मंगल हो. भवतु ये. अस्तु, एकम एकम अहम वदामि एंड देन विल क्लोज क्विकली. आई विल सेंड गिव यू वन वर्ड. महेश महोदय, फलति लोट लोट रूपम एक वचन.
फलतु.
फलतु. अटति केतकी भगिनी.
अटतु.
अटतु, उत्तमम. शैलजा भगिनी, पचति.
पचतु.
पचतु, पचतु इत्युक्ते किं?
कुक् टु कुक् भगिनि पचति
पचतु आप् खाना बनाए बनाए
राजना
शिवरूप भगिनी गायति
गायतु
गायतु उत्तमं किं सुधा भगिनी चरति
चरतु
दीपशिका भगिनी इच्छति
इच्छतु
इच्छतु कविता भगिनी विकसति
विकसतु
विकसतु इत्युक्ते किं विकसति
होना ग्रो होना
खिलना बढ़ना पुष्पाणि विकसन्ति one of the first sentences we are talking
about blooming blooming
blooming blooming uttamam uttamam tadeva tadeva uttamam uttamam kopi prashna asti va
bagini whenever I type in Ashtadhyayi sometimes it is saying zero dhatus here I type for bhavati
what did you get
in the mobile like, I'm doing it in the mobile actually
I don't know the mobile file have also but if you type in bhavati what happens
that's what I'm saying it is it says search results for bhavati is zero dhatus why it is happening what wrong I'm doing I'm not able to
understand your spelling is wrong maybe you did bhavati did you do long e dirgha e
yes bhagini bhavati
so bhavati dishrasva bhagini
oh Likhati. Okay but actually bhavati is also there in spoken sanskrit that word is there bhagini
agreed that, that doesn't mean it should be there in dhatu patha
bhagini okay. I have shared the screenshot in chat
bhavati is the female you aap bhavan okay. aap pumling bhavati dirgha
is you
aap महिला अस्ति चेत् भवती सो देट्स् नाट् अ धातु इस् नथिङ्ग् टु डू देर्
दट् इस् नौन् एक्चुलि
सो यु हव् टु बी केर्फुल् यु इन् इट्स् नाट् लैक् इङ्ग्लिश् यु रैट् ऐ एण्ड् यु केन् डिसैड् टु चूस् मेक् इट् लाङ्ग् ऐ आर् शार्ट् ऐ एवं संस्कृतभाषायां
स्पष्टो ऐ थाट् लैक् फोर् एनी वर्ड् इट् कम्स् बिकास् इट् ऐ सेलेक्टेड् फोर् धातुरूपं so in Ashtadhyayi so that is the reason because it is a noun form it is not coming up with bhavati I think now I understand bhagini
bhavati three options come up bhavadi churadi churadi again confusion is there which one now so you look up meaning to exist to become you see is the one you are looking for is there is it there
no
भू धातु आफ् कोर्स् इट् इस् देर् भगिनि भ्वादिगणे
भवति फोर् भवति इट् इस् नाट् कमिङ्ग् अप् भगिनि
ह्रस्व इ भगिनि भवति
फोर् ह्रस्व इ
ह्रस्व इ ओन्लि इस् अ धातु न अदर्वैस् भवति संज्ञापदम् इट् वोण्ट् कम् फोर् भवति यु शुड् नो द डिफ़रेन्स्
भगिनि
Just yes, because yes, every word in spoken Sanskrit will not be a dhatu. Remember that. Every word in a language is not a dhatu or a kriya padam.
Yes. Yes, padam.
Some are sanya padam, some are avyaya padam. I mean, different kind of words are there. So, dhatu patha, you have to be very... this is one thing that I find in many of your homework. This long E, short E, then problems with... Mahaprana, Alpaprana. South Indian means you all, everything will be Mahaprana. Geetha.
No, Bhagini. No, Bhagini. I don't sound like that. I usually sound it whenever.
Not sound, Bhagini. In the Sanskrit they write.
Pronouncing.
They don't pronounce Mahaprana mostly actually. South Indian languages that I have heard, Kannada people, the tha is very, very soft.
Maybe... But in Telugu, it is not like that actually.
Oh,
we pronounce it in the like way only. In all my families and in my family as well.
That's good. All I'm trying to say is that these are... See, North Indian tendencies are also very, very clear. see, when I talk or Deepshika Bhagini talks, then we have a tendency of swallowing that last vowel. Vachan, no, vachana. This is a Hindi tendency.
Yes,
so I'm not blaming a language. I'm saying each language comes with its own tendencies. Once you bring awareness to that tendency, then you can fix it. But if you don't even be aware, then the tendency will retain. So one is that Dirgha Hraswa in the Swara. You have to be careful.
Yeah, I pasted it Bhavati with Hraswati, but still it is not coming up with any
Did you
result.
type in Devanagari?
No, Bhagini. I copy-pasted from Spoken Sanskrit website and pasted in Ajtadhyayi.
Is it Bhavati. Bhagini, is it in Devanagari or is it in Angla Bhasha?
No, Bhagini, in Devanagari only.
It comes, Bhavati, it comes. I think
I don't know. I have some problems with using this thing, Ajtadhyayi. It's not coming up.
Bhagini, that website is made for desktop, not for mobile. So in mobile, it is not a mobile version. That website doesn't support mobile. But the advanced mobiles gives an access to the website, but it is meant for a desktop application only.
I see.
Otherwise,
Mahodaya
has shared there. Mahodaya has shared in our website.
Yes, Bhagini, but I just want to try myself using this website.
You have a laptop, so, Bhagini?
Yes, laptop is there.
Then you have to use it. Phone for me is a pain because in such a small screen you have to open 5 windows. For me, 5-6 windows of Sanskrit are always open on my computer. It's a pain to see. I have a very hard time working with a mobile phone because then my screen disappears and I start looking around. Beta, iska screen chala gaya, wapas lao karke. He's like, Mom, just swipe here. I'm like, pata nahi wo chala jayega to. You know, he's like, Mom, you old people are all the same. I said, okay, good, very good. So it's like that. For me, I have a very hard time with the phone, Bhagini. I have to have my laptop. Laptop seekh liya itni umar mein, yehi bahut hai mere liye. Hold on. One second, Kavita Bhagini. So please be careful of Dirgha Hraswa.
Yes, Bhagini. Now
always be careful of Alpa Prana, Maha Prana. Don't just randomly make a word. Everybody, not just you, Bhagini, everybody. Shivarupa Bhagini, in your some of your homework, I find.
Ma'am, Bhagini, I agree with you.
Agree. So you have to say, I wrote this word in my handwriting. I'm very glad some of you write in your handwriting. That's the only way. But then type that exact word and see, is it true?
Bhagini, I found whatever I write, the same in writing in this Sanskrit keyboard, like syllables, it won't come for me. I don't know, I have to practice lot or what.
Practice. Sit with your husband one day and let him help you figure out how that Lexi logo works. Somehow, some, or your child or whoever is more familiar with the computing technology.
Uh-huh.
Whoever is more familiar, you sit with them and just try to write fun sentences or fun words, write their name, something, friend's name, anything you write. And that's how you learn. Don't learn with Sanskrit. As it is, Sanskrit is hard. You simply type like a letter you are writing to your friend or something in Kannada or something, or I don't know, in something like that.
Okay, buddy.
Sounds are there only. Like that's the way to practice when you try to become familiar with new technology.
Because of that, I think sometimes writing is better than typing.
Agreed. No, I do too, Bhagini. For me too, writing is much easier. Like for me to make corrections on your homework, I have to sit and type everything. It's not easy for me.
I know.
It's not easy for me. So then the other option is to handwrite it. Then I have to write down your entire homework first. Then I have to correct it. No, it's a double the time for me. It's true, it's not easy. But if you learn to type, then it will help you, Bhagini.
Yes.
I will practice.
Please, every homework you do, I want you all to please check every single word. Somewhere you will find it. In the Dhatu Patha, in the spoken Sanskrit, somewhere you look for it, in your Shabda Manjari, look for that word. You check the spelling. Then write down the Pada Parichaya and then send me your homework. This exercise, you may only send me one sentence a week, no problem. I'm not asking you to do 20. But do it really, really well. That will help you really grasp the subject. Kavita Bhagini, Padatu.
Bhagini, it's regarding you ask us, no, avagatam va. So I understand that it means, did you understand? But wanted to just go into the Padparichay of that. So I tried to search avagatam on spoken Sanskrit. So it says avagatam question mark is a sentence. Did you understand? And then avagat is an adjective which could mean understood, comprehended, learnt, etc. So this is an adjective. So should I go?
You don't need to know the grammar here, Bhagini. Some pratyaya is added. With that pratyaya, some sandhi is added. Finally, you get the form avagatam. First, we just learn lat lakar, lot lakar. Pratyaya is his own branch of Sanskrit. It's very much used in spoken Sanskrit. You know, actually all Sanskrit is very much used. But right now, let's not go there. It's a ludanta form. It uses lyap pratyaya. I mean, it goes on and on and on, Bhagini. We won't go into that.
All right, because very I tried putting on Ashtadhyayi, so when I put avagatam, it does not come. But when I cancel the last two and only avaga, so there are three options that come. But the ones that mean to know, to understand, usko dekha, to pure mein avagatam nahi aaya. So fir maine matlab confused nahi hona,
like let's stop for it. Valid. Prashna samichinam eva, kintu atra tu tyajatu.
Aam bhagini.
Too complicated, unnecessary. First you have to understand, lakaras is one thing, you know, dhatu ganas is one thing. One by one, Bhagini, we'll go there. Chinta mastu. Astu. Viramama va? Astu. Kavita Bhagini, bhavati eva antima shanti patha vaktum ishati va?
आं भगिनि
दिन दिन अपि च तिथिः वदतु तदनन्तरं शान्तिपाठं वदतु कृतवती वा कविता भगिनि
आं भगिनि इन् गुजराती केलेण्डर् जेठ वद बार सो कुड् बि ज्येष्ठ Vad means we are progressing towards Amavasya and Bara. So yesterday was Agyaras, Ekadashi, so today is Dwadashi.
Vad,
yes.
Oh, Vada. Oh, Vada,
V-A-D, Vada.
Oh, Asus, Vada.
Oh, Shukla Paksha, Krishna Paksha, what I'm asking.
I'm Loka Krishna Paksha, why?
Ne Krishna Paksha.
Ji.
Asus, Vada, Subhati.
ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्तिः शान्तिः शान्तिः
सर्वेभ्य नमो नमः
धन्यवादः भगिनि
धन्यवादः भगिनि
धन्यवादः
भगिनि धन्यवादः भगिनि
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः भगिनि पुनर्मिलामः
भगिनि अमेजिङ्ग् स्पिरिट्
या
शि लेफ्ट् यस् सो दीप्शिका भगिनि फार् यू आल्सो
thank you, Kavita. But
No, like I lost my yes, I lost my mom last year, but I've still not come to terms with the fact. So.
Oh.
Oh no, that's
how,
so sad.
How old are you, Kavita?
I am 35 right now.
You are young. That makes a lot of difference, actually. If you are young, the younger you are, the longer you will take.
And the older you get. And I don't have any of my parents now. I lost my father long back, and mom was the world. So, yes.
She still is the world. But very young.
Even still, I cannot talk about that.
So you very will take a longer.
My mother passed away on the last August.
Yes. Kavita, how did your mother?
What happened to your mother, Kavita? How did she pass? So, what age was your mother?
67.
67. That's not old, na. So, what happened to her?
She was suffering from cancer.
Which cancer? Which one?
She had got a GIST, gastrointestinal stromal tumor, and this was a relapse. So this time it was in between the liver and kidney.
Okay.
So sorry to hear, Kavita.
Yes.
So sorry, Bhagini.
Now that's why when Bhagini was saying, I could not say anything because I can't relate to it.
Yes.
That is why.
Bhagini is a different type of person. She can...
Yes.
Very sad to hear, Bhagini.
Yeah.
Bhagini, it's been like nearly more than 20 years since my father passed away. I still, you know, have many days crying thinking about him. You know, it's very hard for us to take it. Whatever age.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is true. That is true. If you think about it, if you go on to think about them, then of course tears will come out. That is true for everybody. Very true.
But Bhagini, when we are sitting just like that, it comes from our mind.
Yes. Very true. That is always there.
Frank, like I lost my father when I was 10. So if I think about him, I don't feel this way. But mom, yes, definitely.
That is because you spent a lot of time with her, no, Bhagini.
Because then her whole world was the mom only, na? If both parents are there, then the world is divided into two. And after you lose one, then, especially at a young age, then your whole world is that one parent who is alive. And especially if it's the mother, yes. So then it is very, very difficult for you to get over her. It will take a long time. But if you sit and think about her at any age, then tears will come. As long as we are busy, it's all right. Nothing will happen. We are absolutely fine.
Hope you have strong shoulders to lay your head in.
Thank you. Because
even
for
Kavita Bhagini, actually.
Yes.
Thank you.
Are you married, Kavita?
No, Bhagini.
Then it is all the more difficult. Because you are single, no? So that's why that it is not shared. Then it is all the more difficult. But still, you are doing very well. You are very strong. I must admire you.
Right now, just with the mention of her, like, I cannot control my tears.
That's okay. That is acceptable. That is there. That's no problem. But otherwise, when you are busy in your work and how you go about it, that shows your strength. Isn't it? That is what your strength is.
Mother's place, no one can occupy, Bhagini.
Yes, very true. Absolutely true.
No matter how good anyone is, but still, her space is special for everyone. After coming to UK, it's been for me long time, relocating to UK, but whenever I feel like I miss, whenever I miss my parents, you know, my tears come down, you know, I fall.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So I miss them very badly, even yes. though I go frequently.
I am in US too, so every 1 year, like, you know, it's just like the battery gets decharged. And
exactly, that is true, Bagri. That's
the gallery and see all the pictures from last time just to, you know, comfort myself.
That is true, Bagini. Even I feel the same way. Whenever I get the opportunity, I just want to, you know, fly.
Yeah.
Even though every year I go, but after 4-5 months, you know, I feel again, I feel like lonely and I feel depressed. I feel missing them. So many things will go, actually. Oh, that's very
That only shows that. That shows that they are also remembering you, isn't it?
Definitely, Bhagini. Yes.
So they are remembering you, guiding you. So that is when you miss them the most, isn't it?
God, Sudha Bhagini has really completely correct. Recharging our batteries and come back again. Go there, recharge and come back.
Come back.
That's what we feel.
Amazing effort, huh? Sagita Bhagini and Sudha Bhagini. Amazing effort you're putting for the homework, and that helps us actually. I have become lazy.
No, Bagini, still I have to grow, you know, still I have to learn so many things actually. Whenever Geeta Bagini asks the question in the class, I forget everything. I don't know, somehow I forget everything. Whatever things I'm familiar of, I'll forget.
Whenever it's like when she asks for homework, it's like, you know, getting the board result
blank. It happens, yeah. Deepshika Bhagini is very lucky to have such a wise, noble teacher and teacher-like sister.
But still, I have to put in the effort, no?
Definitely, yeah.
Effort has to come.
So, Bhagini, let's encourage each other, let's do. Like today she said, no, even if one sentence you are doing, I'm fine. But we need to put in 100% for that one sentence. Wo really chhu gayi baat. Utna to kar hi sakte hain.
That's it. That's what I try now.
She doesn't get really, you know, temperamental. Every time she explains it so well, the same mistake we have been repeating from class one.
Yes. True, Bhagini, very true. We'll instantly we'll forget at that point of time when she questions us. Sakarma, kakarma, kriya padani ko bhul jate hain. Vitiya, vibhakti kyun aate hain, wo bhi bhul jate hain. Aur vishesh, vishesh. Every point we'll forget.
That is because we haven't been practicing.
True, Bhagini. That's right. Yeah. Enough practice isn't there. Yeah. For me, at least. I know.
That's
to work
it,
on.
What you are asking, Bhagini?
Main keh rahi thi, Bhagini, are you typing your homework? Then you can start updating in the Google Doc also.
No. I'm writing by my handwriting.
Oh, okay, Bhagini.
Yeah. Because in a typing, if there is a little mistake, then it's wrong. But in the right handwriting, we can check it and we can do it again.
Bhagini, but you can take the picture of it and you can, you know, post it in the docs. Whatever you are writing in your notes, so that we can, we will also have some practice of looking at other people's work. we can correct our mistakes also, Bhagini, looking at your all.
Actually, we can make our homework document as our classwork ka bhi. When we are doing the homework, we are writing all the pad parichay and all. So I refer to it if I'm in doubt or something. So what Bhagini said is very true, that we can refer to each other's homework.
But where we have to
write
it down?
Sorry, Bhagini.
How is it?
Google ka ek application hai Docs bolkar. So wo ek aisa hai feature ke usko hum share kar sakte hai. तो हम सारे जन वो डॉक्यूमेंट को एक्सेस कर सकते हैं और उसमें अपडेट कर सकते हैं। तो मैं आपको उसमें दे दूंगी एडिट राइट, फिर आप भी देख पाओगे सबका होमवर्क और आप खुद भी अपडेट कर पाएंगे उसमें। जी भगिनी, तो आप मतलब वो थोड़ा उसके बारे में जान लीजिए कि गूगल डॉक्स को कैसे ऑपरेट करते हैं, क्या है, फिर आपको आसानी से हो जाएगा उसमें अपडेट करने और बाकी सब का भी काम देखने।
जी भगिनी, I'll take a leave now. I have another class to attend in few minutes. You guys take care and I'll see you all next week.
Next
week. Okay, bye bye. Thank you. Yeah, everybody.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.